أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى؟ قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله، ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. In the side that we had discussed previously, there are very important points. One was that the Jewish people, the Christians, used to come and argue with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to present their case in this manner. They put in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are baptized. Secondly, that we belong to the family of the prophets, of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa sallam. Thirdly, that we are the beloved of Allah and His Rasul. And fourthly, that our religion and our kitabs have come before your kitab and your religion. So on that basis they claim that they were better and that they should be followed. And very sadly, till today, this is what they are trying also. With all this academic Abrahamic creed and Abrahamic accord, and also now the Pope has announced that the first center, Christ Islam, will be established. Though he did not say where, but the religion of the Catholics and Islam, one religion. And that this will be the world religion. One religion which of course we all as Muslims can see clearly through it, that there can never be anything like that. Islam is pure and clean, and Islam does not need the support of any other religion or anything whatsoever. And very sadly, as the reason why we are mentioning this over and over, that senior ulama also got trapped in this and became part of this Abrahamic creed, etc. And because of which the masses then are confused. But it is totally wrong. For whatever reason, whoever goes, that is their problem, but it is totally wrong. And we must stay away from all these things. This Abrahamic creed, interfaith meetings, open days at the masjids, and then they have open days at the churches, and all the wrong things happen there. So we must be very careful for that. With regard to the baptism, the Christians and Jews used to say, Allah Ta'ala explained that, as we read in an ayat before, the best, so to say, baptism dye, which Allah dyes us with, is Sibghatullah. That is, the color of Allah must come onto us. From there, what is very important for us to learn, that it isn't sufficient just to be a Muslim, but to have the reality of Islam. And to have conviction on Islam, and to follow only Islam, no other way of life, whether it is with matters of sports, whether it is matters of dressing, whether it is matters of education, everything, we must be totally committed to the Islamic way of life, the commands of Allah in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they claim that they are from the family of the prophets of the Anbiya. This also Allah Ta'ala has made clear before, and the last ayat which follows this, the last ayat of the Supara, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that every person, his action, he will be judged by his actions. Hoping that somebody else's actions, they do benefit, but in the sense that they inspire you, but that you do nothing and that somebody else will benefit from you, that is totally wrong. It isn't like dunya's wealth and money that a person leaves in inheritance for his children and they can benefit from it. The amal of the parents of the family are with them, and our amal are with us. According to our actions, according to our yaqeen and iman, will we be judged. And we won't be judged by the iman and yaqeen of other people. So the claim that they belong to the family of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam is not going to help them at all either. that they claim that they are the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala explains, then why did Allah punish them so much? The Jews, as we have seen, over and over, they were subjected to great punishments from Allah Ta'ala in this very world. If they were the favorites of Allah, they should not have been punished in that way. So all their false claims have been broken by the Quran Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala explained that the real color is the color of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, millat Ibrahim, and which has been given to this ummah in the form that we make Hajj of Baytullah Sharif, which is the Kaaba which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built. Neither the Jews nor the Christians make Hajj towards Kaaba Sharif. It is only the Muslims who make Hajj of the Kaaba and visit and make intention of going to the Kaaba and paying their loyalties in the form of the ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for the Muslims. Here also we can see that how much they have subjected the authorities of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, that all the funny type of laws they are bringing, and they want to try and claim Makkah Sharif for them as well as Medina Sharif, whereas Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the protector, and even Dajjal will not be able to enter the Haramain Sharifain. Allah will protect the Haramain Sharifain even from Dajjal, which is the small brother of Shaitan. Shaitan is our actual enemy, and the bigger enemy than Shaitan is our nafs. So we should see what all the matters which Allah Ta'ala have said here, that a person must know, قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Who knows better, you or Allah Ta'ala? Of course, it's clear, every person will give the answer, Allah Ta'ala knows better. So what Allah has prescribed for us, and that millat Ibrahim which Allah has prescribed, that is what must be, what we must follow. Then another very important principle which Allah Ta'ala may mention here, that who can be a greater oppressor than the person who hides and conceals the evidence which Allah has given. That is in the Torah, in Injil, clear ayat have come in there that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the final messenger. So why do they hide that? And why do they change the laws of Allah Ta'ala? From this principle, in a more broader sense, we also must be very careful whenever we discuss anything, whether it is at a family level, whether it is at a community level or any. Many times we know the harms of something, but just because we want a particular agenda and a particular line, so we don't even speak about those harms. We don't open it up, whereas Mashura is that the matter must be laid very clearly. If we do this in this way, there are these advantages, but there are these harms also. There are these fears also. It must be laid clearly, then only can a correct solution be reached, and that is sincerity. But when a person hides and he just wants a certain agenda to be followed, then this is very detrimental and harmful, whether it is at the family level, in a business, in an office, whether it is in the community or anywhere. A person must be sincere and open up the matters very clearly. And then Allah Ta'ala warns with regard to this, which every one of us must take heed of, وَمَنْ مَاهُ بِغَافِلِينَ عَمَّا تَعْمُلُونَ. And Allah is not unaware of what you are doing, what you are concealing and hiding, and you are not presenting your point clearly in the mashura. Allah is fully aware of that, and Allah will take you to task for that. So a person must be very careful and not just try and curry favor with people and try and win points, etc. But he must know his matter is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is watching him, and Allah is the final judge and the absolute judge, and our matters are with Allah Ta'ala. So these ayat have got great bearing on our day-to-day lives also, and this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. It refers to special occasions when the ayat were revealed, but they are so such broad and general principles that we can benefit tremendously from them in our day-to-day lives and in all aspects and facets of our life. May Allah give us this sincerity, benefit fully from the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, and live our lives fully according to the Quran and Hadith. Wa akhiru da'wana.